The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. It's good to be here with you all. Today is the third day in our theme this week of cultivating peace. And the flavor of the day in the spectrum of peace is contentment. In Pali, the word is sukha, which can also be translated as happiness. And I'll use these two translations interchangeably. Sukha is the opposite of dukkha. And in the scheme of liberative dependent arising, contentment, sukha, is born of tranquility, which in turn is associated with joy. Joy always contains happiness, but contentment can arise in the absence of joy. This may be counterintuitive, but this kind of happiness can also arise from the depth of grief. When we allow the grief to be as it is, known and embraced. Those of you who have heard me speak before may know that I lost my youngest sister to ALS, motor neuron disease. I was the eldest of four, and she was the youngest with an 8-year difference, and she was my baby, and I adored her. And she grew up to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person, and did so many good things in her life. And when she was 59, she was diagnosed with ALS, which is a death sentence. And it's a particularly challenging, some may say cruel, illness, in the sense that the body becomes progressively more and more paralyzed. And, you know, first you lose the use of your limbs, and then you can't swallow and eat. So my sister got a feeding tube in her stomach. And then you can't use your hands anymore. And so to be able to communicate using a computer, she had to learn to type with her eyes. Every week for over 5 years, there were increasing challenges. And when she got this diagnosis, I was just distraught. It seemed so not right. Why wasn't it me? I'm older. I mean, you know, she was a model of kindness and generosity and community support, and she saved a rare plant species in Maine. And so I was railing against the injustice that this illness was happening to her. And a few months later, I went on a long retreat, and I was still just this pain was with me day and night. But thanks to the practice and the beautiful instruction, the mind began to settle, and quite early on into the retreat, somehow, I don't know how, but I seemed to dive into this ocean of tears. And doing that was followed by a feeling of happiness and peace. I had come to peace with the way things are. And I wasn't fighting against reality anymore. And so this was a tremendous help for me in my my desire to be of as much help as possible as I could be to her during her 5 years of illness. And it was essential because when I was able to live with the reality of her suffering with a calm, easeful mind, I could bring that to all my interactions with her and with her husband, who provided her tremendous support. So, not expecting things to be different than they are. And the mind becomes more peaceful when delusion is dispelled. And in the meditation we just practiced, we explored how tranquility can naturally give rise to the ease of contentment. Our nervous system is soothed when the body becomes still, and the mind, the heart, can abide in the tranquility of lucid, receptive awareness. Any of you have participated in Gil's series this year on the Satipatthana, and in his final talk he talked about living in awareness with Satipatthana. How knowing that we can be present in lucid awareness can make a world of difference. With strong awareness, we have a peaceful abode when fears, desires, attachments, and challenges arise. And this awareness is a place of freedom that allows us to be present with our shortcomings and our challenging mind states in a healthy way. We see them arise and we don't pick them up. So in this wholesome abode of strong awareness, we know that there is the possibility of ease when suffering and agitation arise. We can be at ease with what is. We don't need to change reality to be okay. It's normal to want relief from agitation, and the karmic samsaric path offers us a wealth of unwholesome solutions to escape. And here again is a fork in the road. We know that there is an alternative dharmic path where we can find true relief from suffering and agitation. When we step into clear awareness, we can be fully present for whatever arises. Sati, mindfulness or awareness, the first and most important of the factors of awakening. Sati is our best friend on this path to awakening, because once the mind is free of obstacles and established in awareness, then gladness, joy, tranquility, contentment, and samadhi arise without personal effort. The only effort that may be required is maintaining our mindfulness and not picking up the mental obstacles. So you may have had experiences of this when the mind is clear and calm. Ordinary things become wonderful. Simple things become beautiful. And the mind settles more and more. And we experience this as a relief. Knowing that this simple moment is enough, that we don't need anything except to be established in awareness. And then sweet, easeful contentment arises from knowing that this moment is enough. So I'd like to read you from the Majjhima Nikaya, it's 89:12, the story of King Pasenadi coming to visit the Buddha. And the king was surprised when he arrived. And he said to the Buddha, "Here I see monastics smiling and cheerful, sincerely joyful, plainly delighted, their faculties fresh, living at ease, unruffled, subsisting on what others give, abiding with the mind free as a wild deer's." And what he saw was the Sangha of monks and nuns radiating contentment. And this was from the happiness that arose naturally from their practice. This kind of happiness does not depend on external conditions. It doesn't depend on getting our needs met. And the possibility of being content may be much closer than you realize. By recognizing suffering and agitation directly, there is the chance to direct the attention to the alternative of dwelling in the possibility of ease. And the ease that we seek comes from within. So for the next 24 hours, maybe you can practice noticing moments when you don't really need anything except to be present. And with that calm, contented presence, you can radiate that same easeful, contented mind to everyone you come in contact with. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your practice.